Well, it's time to get a whole lot stronger. As Mighty Man Bob Bupka and I welcome Joey D to this, the newest episode of Musings on Golf. I am Kelly Elbin, and along with the aforementioned Mr. Bupka, we are set for a big-time verbal workout today with the man who many elite players have entrusted to help them become stronger and, frankly, better at the elite levels of golf. Hit it great is the motto for Joey Diovisalvi. And Bob, what an incredible, profound effect Joey D and his team at Joey D Golf have had on golfers, certainly at the tour level, but really players of all abilities. With the technology available out there, this guy's at the top of his game, Joe, Bob.
Yeah, don't call me Joe.
I want not.
I don't have the muscles. But anyway, Joey D is just a living inspiration to what it can mean to be in shape to play golf. He has had an unbelievable career. He's put his touch on so many great players. We're so proud and honored to have Joey D with us on the show today.
Bob, as you know, at the top of the food chain for Joey D, he has Dustin Johnson, has Brooks Koepka, Ricky Fowler. Vijay Singh was really the guy who put him on the map to begin with. Bob, you know this. I mean, I think for a long time, golfers were, while talented, I don't know that they were necessarily looked at as super athletes. But Bob, the great golfers of today, and this has been the case for quite some time, are outstanding athletes. And the guys like Joey D, and he's at the top of the food chain of those getting them in shape. He's had as much to do with it as anybody.
No, you're right about that. And, you know, years ago, when players would talk about a workout, they would mean going to the bar and having a few beers. Nowadays, it's going to the physical fitness trailer and putting in a hard workout. And yep. Joey D deserves so much of that credit.
Very much golf-specific fitness training. He talks, for example, about the four pillars of strength, Bob: balance, stability, power, and velocity. And those pillars kind of drive his teachings. And again, what I'm impressed with, and you know, this isn't just a workout facility. They have hitting bays there. They have instructors. This is for any kind of player to take advantage of, and certainly having the marquee names help. But Bob, if you're a dedicated golfer and you want to maximize your game, somebody like Joey D, you have to see in this day and age.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you cannot be at the top of the golf game out there without being in that physical fitness trailer. The Pied Piper that led him into there was certainly none other than Joey D.
Before we get to Joey D, a couple of interesting notes, Bob. You know, the Live Golf Experiment, the Live Golf Experience, however you want to frame it, has rattled the game. It's changed certainly the amount of money that players are making at the elite level. Decisions last week from both the Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St. Andrews for the Open Championship and the United States Golf Association for the U.S. Open, essentially providing a category, exempt category, for the top player from Live Golf to play in the Open Championship and to play in the U.S. Open, unless they weren't already in the field. Gives a lot of credibility, Bob, whether you like Live Golf or not. It's a big deal for them. It's also been interesting to me, Bob. President Trump played some golf with Tiger, played with PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan. If the President of the United States can somehow get this resolved and expedite it, so better for golf. But that was an interesting, I don't know if it was a coincidence, but those two governing bodies to give exemptions to Live Golf was fascinating to me.
Well, I think it was a giant step forward to getting this resolved. And it has to be resolved. We can't have this infighting going on a weekly basis, the best players being split up. It's not good for the fans. And the fans are the ones we care about.
No question about it. Before we get to the interview with Joey D, Bob, I committed a major golf infraction without knowing it, playing in the Senior Club Championship at East Point Country Club here in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, on Sunday, playing with my good buddy Steve Voskanian, who had won the Senior Club Championship twice I was five shots back of Steve going into the final round. And Bob, I hit Steve's ball by mistake on the first hole. Third shot's coming in. Steve then got up and, not thinking much about it, hit my ball by mistake. So instead of me likely making a six, Steve likely making a five, we both walked off with our heads down with quadruple bogey eights on the very first hole. I was glad for Steve. At the end of it, he was able to win his fourth senior club championship. A reminder, Bob, right? Even the markings on our balls were very similar, and he can't take anything for granted. And it was such a terrible feeling for me as a competitive golfer.
Well, I can't tell you how difficult it is for me to continue talking to you.
I don't blame you.
The cardinal sin,
Well,
hitting the wrong
I called you
ball.
Joe to begin with. First of all, I called you Joe, and now I'm
Now I
just
know
pouring my heart
why.
out.
Now I know why. We all do it. Everybody does it. It takes a couple extra seconds just to make sure you identify your golf ball and keep everybody happy.
No question. So I was good. I was glad my buddy Steve Oskanian ended up winning, and a real winner coming up right here after we hear from our friends at William and Harry and Titleist with Joey D. Man, has he made a difference in the lives of so many elite players, and he can do the same for you. Our friends at William and Harry are always looking for ways to stand out in the crowd. So for anyone who belongs to a country club, William and Harry can have your shoes private labeled to fit your specific needs. The same applies to your company or any organization you might be affiliated with. This makes you a clear winner. Why? Well, you have a better quality shoe that feels great, and you have the logo of your club, company, or organization on your shoes that really makes you stand out on the golf course. To learn more, visit williamandharry.com today and be sure to input our promotional code 15OFF, M-O-G, for a 15% discount at williamandharry.com.
Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X are the best performing, most consistent in the game. So how does the best get better? You start by listening to the best players in the world. You experiment, iterate, validate. You trust the best process to create the best golf ball the game has ever known. The all-new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. More speed off the tee, more control with your irons, more spin with the wedges, and more opportunity to shoot your lowest scores.
Bob, faster, higher, stronger is the Olympic motto. And those words certainly have applications for our guest today, who has helped pioneer golf-specific fitness and in the process has seen the likes of Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Ricky Fowler, and Vijay Singh flourish at the highest levels of professional golf. He is the owner of the spectacular Joey D. Golf Sports Training Center in Jupiter, Florida, just down the road from me. A few, very few, may call him Joey D.O.V. Salvi, but everyone knows it's really Joey D who is helping make for a more powerful game of golf. How you doing, man? Welcome to Musings on Golf.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. I'm excited to be on the show and cover whatever you guys want to talk about today.
Well, let's start out with a little bone I got to pick with you, Joey.
Oh, boy, here we go. I didn't bring my shield or my protective gear.
Yeah, when I met you years and years ago, I said, I want to be fit. I want to look like you. And you told me to do these certain things, and I'd be exactly like you.
Well, and look
I thought
at you.
About them, and I thought about them, and I thought about them, and I didn't change at all.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of thinking right there.
I don't know. Something must have worked.
Anyway, when I think of fitness trainers, when people think of paintings, they think of Mona Lisa. When I think of fitness trainers, I think of the one, the only, Joey D.
Now, that is something. I don't know that I could live up to the Mona Lisa and that analogy, but geez, the symbiotic opportunity to be like her in the world of golf seems like it could be a good thing. But golf has grown since you and I started years ago, my friend, especially golf fitness.
Yeah, it really has changed. Fitness was almost an afterthought when you came aboard, and you kind of helped revolutionize the whole aspect.
Yeah, 25 years. It feels like just yesterday that you and I were kind of bopping around out there. And, you know, there was the PGA Tour radio. And, gosh, you did such an amazing job giving us all opportunities to, you know, have a voice and help grow the game. So I'm grateful for you for all the things that you've done, and grateful for golf for the opportunity to have golf fitness be something that's mainstream today.
Hey, Joey, following up on that. So before you got into this at the level that it's become, before golf specific fitness became buzzwords, et cetera, what was the thinking when it came to fitness and golf 25 years ago, 30 years ago?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great question, Kelly. And I think what happened was the tour knew that they needed to put together something that would give the players an opportunity to kind of, you know, understand how you were able to take something that they maybe were concerned about, feared, or didn't know that could hurt their game, instead of, you know, something that gave them an opportunity to take their body and understand how to apply that to the game of golf, and then take it out to the range, and then, you know, onto the course, and use those things as powerful opportunities to grow as players. And really that's kind of the evolution of it all. And the tour was so generous to be able to put together the funding and gave us opportunities to work with players in a very specific scope. Right. And that's kind of, you know, the genesis of how it happened. So today it's just amazing to see how sports science and the players have all like come together and the evolution of it all.
It's amazing. Did you ever think that it would grow to this level of intensity and loyalty? I mean, no player nowadays wouldn't even think of playing professional golf unless he had a fitness trainer.
Yeah, I think that years ago, Bob, when you and I were you know, turning back the clock, people were still very apprehensive. You know, Vijay Singh being a pioneer in it, so to speak, as well. And, you know, the media and you guys giving us an opportunity to have a voice and to validate to the everyday player, right? Well, this is a great thing for each individual, whether you play at a professional level or you're just beginning or somewhere in between on your journey, to move better, feel better, and then ultimately play better. So I didn't think it would get this far, because there was so much, you know, there were so many apprehensive obstacles for people thinking it was bad for the swing. It would hurt your game. And it's quite the opposite. Now we give people the opportunity to understand how to create more flexibility, more mobility, more rotational velocity, more balance, awareness, you know, power from the point of what the body does and then how it transfers to the club. So, and then all ultimately out onto the course. So no, I'm grateful for how it's grown. And I think it's right in its rightful place right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. Really? You did a lot of work with Vijay Singh. He wasn't the easiest guy to get along with, but once you became his friend, you were his friend. I remember one time, though, my producer said, "Hey, Bob, there's Vijay on the putting green. Why don't you go see if you can get a minute?" So I walked over. I said, "Hey, Vij, you got a minute?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "How many balls does it take to fill that cup?" He says, "Why don't you put balls in there and count them?" I said, "Thank you very much, Vij."
You're right.
At least he gave you an answer, right?
He wasn't the easiest, but certainly when he befriended you and you understood his personality, he was actually a pretty funny guy and maybe one of the hardest workers I've ever worked with. And, you know, he earned his right, although he had a very different approach. He sure did go down in the history books as somebody who is one of the greats of all time. So it was an interesting journey to be with him. I still, till this day, am grateful for that relationship. So many fond memories, you know, in so many different parts of the game. You know, I would caddy for him when he would get, you know, to the point where he needed a break from his caddies. And we had so many wins together, so many great opportunities and journeys in through a long career together. But I look at these guys today that really kind of were the pioneers of golf fitness back then as far as players go. And they really paved the way for the modern day players to understand the importance of why it mattered.
Joey, as a follow-up to that, is it safe to say, number one, that Vijay kind of, in a way, put you on the map in terms of working with a well-known tour player? And if so, why Vijay Singh? Why was he the one who you collaborated with at the start? Why is he that pioneer?
I think Vijay was, you know, in his time, you know, back in 99, 2000, he was very hungry. He was always a hard worker. He was an athlete, you know, his whole life beyond golf, and he knew the benefits of you know, training and training regimens. So he was open-minded. We'd met way back when, and I told him about, you know, the way that my methods were, and we gave it a run. And shortly after that, he said, come on, let's just work one-on-one together, which was an interesting thing back then because it was still a new kind of, you know, unknown at that point to players. And Vijay had no fear about it. He was open-minded. He was creative. He had so much genius when it came to golf from a very a granular level. He was brilliant in the thought process of how things worked and putting things together. So, you know, it just was timing. And I think that, you know, when people ask the question, how'd you get the start? I think I was just in the right place at the right time. There's really not more I can say about that, but it was timing and the timing worked, and Vijay and I hit it off, and the rest is history, right? Like 34 wins in his career. And, you know, he becomes number one in the world in 2004 with nine. He had a season. It was just a phenomenal season back then, 9 wins. And I think it was, I can't remember if it was 10 top tens and 5 top. He had some amazing year that year to take Tiger over in the world ranking. When you think about the world ranking itself, Vijay did such an amazing job that year, winning 9 times. He overcame a deficit. I think it was like, he was like 772 or 778 in the world ranking. Don't quote these numbers, but they're pretty close. Oh. Tiger was somewhere around 19.08, kind of thinking 19.10 in the world ranking, and all those wins and his hard work. And, you know, he did it at the age of over 40. So, you know, there's so much benefit to understanding why the body does affect the result in golf and how helpful it could be if done the right way.
Hey, Joey, let me ask you a question that I've been asked quite often by people. Is it harder to get in shape or to stay in shape?
Well, that I think is an interesting question. And, you know, many people might have different opinions on the answer, but I think it's much harder to get in shape if you've been sedentary in your life. It's not something that you would naturally gravitate to. And it takes quite a bit of patience and consistency to really get in shape. And then to stay in shape is not as hard as long as you have the dedication and the understanding of the importance of why the quality of life really does improve when you're in shape, right? And in shape can mean many different things to many different people, right? We don't have to look like the cover of a magazine on, you know, these men's fitness or these ladies' fitness magazines, but we surely can live a healthier lifestyle if you know, our internal health and, you know, we have the opportunity to understand why movement is important, mobility, stability, flexibility, strength, you know, bone density, all of those things matter. And I think people that have never been in shape and that are aspiring to do something, I always tell people, take your time. It's a slow and steady wins the race. It's not a sprint, and understanding the importance of what works best for you as an individual.
Hey, Joey, has equipment improved that much?
Yeah, Bob, it's amazing. You know, I look at the equipment from back in the 90s and early 2000s, and I look at what we have available today, and it's just phenomenal how it's changed the evolution, the science behind it, the technology. We have more tools and opportunities to help players and at every level just to get better and understand, you know, how you put the two things together, like the training tools, the training methods, and, you know, what does biomechanics really mean to the player, and understanding, like, what happens when a joint doesn't move properly and the connective tissue is too tight, and how do we get those metrics? How do we measure and quantify those things? We've got great systems in place, and there are so many worldwide professionals that have really evolved. Even Golf Digest did a great job creating the top, I think, 100 golf fitness instructors. So kudos to them for bringing that to the forefront of the recreational players and the people in the world that really did want to do a deep dive. And, you know, it was a great, you know, Golf Digest being a great institution and a name in itself to validate the importance of it, and created a category that was long needed and overdue.
And we're talking fitness and golf with the great Joey D here on Musings on Golf. Great stuff there. Hey, let's back up for a second. background in general as it pertains to fitness and golf? And then how did you merge those two? Like you mentioned about caddying for VJ. How did it come together?
That what happened was, and I was talking about this, Kelly. So, you know, when I started, it was really, you know, those days were the early days. And as the tour, you know, put these programs together and had the tour fitness trailers and the physio trailers, you know, a bunch of us got together that were in the space, and we all collaborated together to work with players and be in those fitness trailers and physio trailers. And I remember great guys like Dr. Tom LaFontaine and, you know, all of the greats that were in that initial stage of getting the players to understand what the importance was. So as an institution, the PGA Tour itself, all of us as professionals got together at a time in life where I believe we came together. I mean, Kent Biggerstaff was another great guy from Major League Baseball, who was a strength and conditioning coach, Johnny Adam. I mean, all these guys, you know, on both sides, I think that was the evolution of it all in the genesis, is we all had similar backgrounds, you know, and we were able to put together programs that were very, very effective collectively for both sides of it. Right. And I think that's really the way it happened. The tour was very on point, you know, the tour council that we served on, you know, being with players like Tom Pernice Jr., who was, you know, one was a very instrumental voice in keeping this movement going forward. And you know, you have the greats like Greg Rose and Dave Phillips, who created the TPI model. They were another great guys to work with as everything evolved. And I think that, you know, I look back now all these years later, you know, three books and multiple eBooks that I've written and been able to put out to the world, all very interesting opportunities in the evolution. And now here we sit in 2025 with an amazing, across the board, amazing program that the tour has put together and people have available to them. So it's been amazing. Like the whole thing, the evolution of it all, the tour's participation, all the greats, not just, you know, I talk about myself very little in life, but I'm very grateful to have opportunities to have been with many great people that created this whole movement that has become a necessary part and an intricate part of the game.
You've been one of the great people. Let me ask you this, Joey D. Given a choice, a collegiate player getting ready to come out on tour, would you prefer that he was physically fit or mentally fit?
Well, you know, that's a choice I probably couldn't. If I had a gun to my head, you know, and I had no choice but to answer one of the two, golf being a very mental game, I would say physically fit player is going to win every single time, because the attributes and the benefits of being physically fit basically give you an opportunity to be a much, much better mental player, right? Because your body really is the only thing that moves the club. The brain, actually, which is the most important part, it's like the mainframe of the computer, right? Like the brain benefits and giving the body the signals of what it needs. But physically fit, you know, you look at guys that are mentally strong but not as physically strong, you know, their game will eventually suffer from lack of being physically fit. So I would pick the physical side. You know, that's a tough question to answer, Bob, but that's what I'm going to go with. It doesn't mean I'm right. It just means that's my opinion.
So guys, following up on that, Joey, when we talked last week and we set up this interview, you were really pleased just with the sheer number of college players who you had seen come in to your gym over the holidays, right? But
yeah,
isn't
we had
that
a huge, you're right, Kelly.
Isn't that really though what influx. They, kind of following up on the Bob's question, isn't that what they have to do? I mean, that's not something necessarily that's almost a choice at this point, is it? They've got to be in maximum shape to be able to hit the ball as far as these other guys and compete at that level.
Yeah, you're right. I think all the major Division I schools, when you look at the, you know, the ability for them to have facilities that are very golf specific these days, you know, they've done a great job in Division I golf to be able to give these players opportunities to be in a very specific part of what matters, not the general confusion of, you know, trying to go play where the football players work out. And sometimes those two worlds still kind of cross over. But I think what you're seeing now are, you know, all of the great strength and conditioning coaches in D1 are really diving into learning more about and becoming very efficient in the golf fitness side, which is a very unique scope of work by itself and has to be understood to help, you know, golfers are not football players and they're very two different, very different things. So I'm pleased to see, you know, the coaches and the staff really have taken an interest and you know, worked hard to understand the movement patterns and the needs of a golfer versus, you know, having to kind of have a general program where these guys are all working in the same type of workload, which is a very different thing. So yeah, you're right. There's been a ton of college players that we've seen. And, you know, more than ever, I think it's become something that they don't get to do. They have to do.
Hey, Joey, it must be a blessing to you that golfers, professional golfers at the highest level, are such copycats. I mean, if they walk down the range and they see somebody doing something a little bit different, they want to know what they're doing and if they can incorporate it. I mean, they never remain stagnant, Joey. They're always looking to get better. And I think that's the only way you can survive out there on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I like what you're saying, Bob, because for years, you know, Vijay was a range rat. He spent hours and hours and hours and hours on the range. And I was with him for so many years. And really, I was blessed and trusted by him to work with him on his swing and the things that we worked on physically. You know, he would actually incorporate those things on the range. But you're right, Bob. Players, especially at the professional level, are very inquisitive and always looking for an edge. So I think I'm grateful that golf fitness finally found its place and something that's not only trusted, but, you know, it is included in part of their everyday routines on a quest to be the best they can be. And you know, each player has an individual goal and opportunity to be the best they can. And I think golf fitness has become a huge part of the evolution of the game.
There's an interesting little statistic. In 2014, guys, Bubba Watson at 314 yards was the longest average off the tee on the PGA Tour, 314. 10 years later, Cameron Champ was 323. So you're going a yard per year, which I don't, it may not seem like a lot, but that's 10 yards farther in 10 years, right? It's a big deal.
And what were they saying about Rory? He was into the wind, you know, at Pebble Beach. The conditions were brutal again this year. Yeah. He was driving that ball 340, 350. I mean, it was right. just phenomenal. And of course,
he averaged 337 off the tee at Pebble.
So there you go. Another great stat. And you look at, you know, Rory, I know him well, and it's been a wonderful opportunity to have, you know, spent much time with him in life as well. And I admire his fitness routine. I admire his preparation. I admire his understanding of why his body is a really important part of his success. You know, Rory struggled a bit back when he was younger with, you know, some back issues. And I really commend and admire him for being able to overcome those things and really, really surround himself with smart people and people that are passionate about him and know a lot about, you know, the human body and the game itself. And he's done a phenomenal job. There's never a day that I've never been around him where he isn't, you know, in the fitness trailers on tour working or in gyms that we've been, you know, on tour. You got to find places sometimes when you're not in the facilities. That's a challenge of being on the PGA Tour, unlike being in the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball. You got home and visitor facilities either way. But the tour, you know, has done a great job with the modern opportunities and the people that have all committed to take that traveling show on the road to give players an opportunity to have their own training facilities. So Rory's been one of the greats. But yeah, you're right. The looking at Bubba years ago, him being the longest today, it's not even, you know, guys are, they're driving their, you're hitting their three wood over 300 yards. So, you know, that these are all great statistics that have factored into the evolution of the human body, as well as the game and the opportunity for players to really learn how to apply what works from a physical, you know, aspect into the transition of how does that work into my golf swing and ultimately out on the course in tournament play. So.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor to be chatting with Joey D, probably the most recognized fitness trainer in the business. Off the record, Joey D, you like Rory's chances at Augusta?
Yeah, I do. I like the way Rory opened his season. I thought he was as usual in top physical shape. And to actually add to your question, Bob, mentally, he was just so sound and present. You know, golf is a game that they say don't play it in the past. I always admire Dustin for this. He never plays it in the past. He doesn't think about the future. He's one of the most present players I've ever seen. I believe Rory was very present. I think his mental game matched his physical ability. And yeah, he's going to be tough to contend with at Augusta for sure. His chances are pretty strong.
Joey, how did the professional relationships begin, and how have they evolved with both Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson?
Oh, I mean, you know, just two good friends for a long time. And, you know, I think there became a time where Brooks was really, you know, he was doing things that were amazing. And I think sometimes that can test any athletes who are competitive. But through and through, still till this day, you know, I see them together and they're good friends. And, you know, they're in the same space right now where they are in the world of professional golf, and watch them, you know, kind of grow into, from young boys, really, when I started with them, to young men, to grown men, to husbands, to fathers. I mean, I really enjoy the evolution of their relationship. And still to this day, you know, I see things that kind of put a smile on my face about how two guys could be ultimately competitive, but yet still outside of golf, you know, they still spend time together. So it's been wonderful to see that. You know, you do see a lot of that in other sports. You know, you watch guys in the NFL, they're killing each other, you know, gladiators on the football, on the gridiron, but, you know, they're high-fiving and giving each other a hug on the way off the field. And, you know, it's just wonderful to see it in golf. And Brooks and Dustin have been two really successful, amazing guys that I've watched grow from boys to grown men. And it's been great to be on a journey with them.
Right now, so much training is over the internet. Do you find that a good thing, Joey, or a bad thing?
I do, Bob. We built an app a couple of years ago, and we've just relaunched the new one. It's called Hit It Great, and it's a global app. And what I love about it is there are kids and boys and girls and people, you know, grown adults all over the world that can't get to Jupiter, Florida, or don't have an opportunity to have the same facilities or equipment or tools. And the app really gave me an opportunity to reach global people and create global awareness, right? And that's something that I was very proud of. People have asked me, Coach, when you're done and you retire, what do you want to be remembered as? And I want to be remembered as somebody that took the time and made the effort to do the research to actually be a part of the evolution of the game for shoots going on 27 years right now, and leave something behind me, or that better than when I started it, which was information and opportunity for you to be, you know, your best you can be, with information that we've taken from tour players, we've organized, you know, through my books and through my app, there's great opportunity for people to learn and have information at their disposal where you might be in remote places or different countries all over the world that you can use this. So, you know, I'm grateful that the internet and IT today and technology has given people opportunity to learn no matter what age or where you are in the world is not a limiter. So yeah, I'm proud and pleased. And, you know, just so people know, it's not about just my stuff. It's about everybody who's contributed, all the coaches, all the teachers in the world that have really helped grow this game and get it to where it is.
Hey, Coach, as it relates to those recreational golfers, most of whom are listening to this, how often should they be working out with golf-specific training programs? And then how do they know they're getting better? How do you quantify, well, if you work out X number of days a week, you should start to see why by this point?
Yeah, easy answer to those questions. You quantify things by making sure no different than when you go get a physical from the doctor. Now we have all the evaluation processes, so you should evaluate yourself, I would think, before you started, so you know all your metrics. What are your ranges of motion? You know, where is your ground forces? What is your rotational velocity? Just like you would on TrackMan or other devices that give you metrics from, you know, ball striking, right? So the same thing is available for everybody. You can do a deep dive and find out which evaluations are best for you. We've got a great one. TPI is a great screen. So that's the biggest thing I tell people all the time. So start with some type of metric to understand where you are. And then, you know, from there, how do you know you're getting better? That's one of the biggest things, is you continue to evaluate probably every, I would say, 90 days, right? And that's a great benchmark for you to create some metrics and understand where you're at, right? And understand all of your vitals, make sure that you understand where you are during your workload, and as you get out onto the course, how do you translate everything you've worked on with your body out onto the course? And you do that by the same way you do it with anything else. You create metrics. If you're driving the ball 200 yards and now you start driving the ball 210 yards, like you said, you know, you're starting to gain gain opportunity, and there are your metrics, right? So there's many ways to really quantify those things, but we'd always tell everybody, start with the self-evaluation process, the evals and the opportunities for the assessments to really, you know, give yourself an opportunity to know where you started and where you're going to end up.
Well, I've known you a long time, Joey.
Yes,
D.
we have, my friend. It's been a pleasure.
I tell you what, you're a real tribute to the sport of golf and to physical fitness. Anybody wants to follow a great example, my recommendation, 100%, none other than the Joey D.
What an absolute kind thing to say, Bob. You and I have known each other for 2.5+ decades, and Janice as well. Another, you know, love to mention her name. You guys were very instrumental in having voices that gave all of us an opportunity to share with the world. So I'm grateful, you know, for what you did to grow the game, Janice, as well. And being on the show, you guys, all three of you have done a wonderful thing. So I appreciate the opportunity to be sharing some time with you and your listeners. I hope it was as enjoyable for them and you guys as it was for me.
Yeah, and I get to ask one last question. It's been fantastic. I was going to actually ask you too, if I may. Your website, Joey D Golf, is really good. JoeyDGolf.com. On it, you talk about the four pillars of golf, or
yeah,
fitness rather.
Yes.
Can you just touch on that? What are the four, and why do they matter in terms of all coming together from a golf fitness perspective?
Yeah, well, when you think about it, right, like people don't understand the importance of balance and where does golf start, right? You start in a standing position and people are like, why do golfers waggle or move so much? And basically that first pillar is understanding what starts the furthest away from your brain is your feet, right? You see people and players, you know, many times at many levels, depending on swing speed, they're swinging out of balance. So you're losing control, right? So then you move up the body and you think about up the kinetic chain and then what happens with power and how do you create strength, right? And then you have to think about that as well, because a weak body is, you know, weak body is going to be a weak swing. So you have to have the ability to understand that part of it as well. And then when you talk about mobility and stability, you know, that's another pillar and another important part of being able to be flexible enough, but yet have mobility as well. So people should understand the two, you know, joints move differently and need ranges of motion, and connective tissue and muscle have to have the opportunity to do their job with the body as well. And then thirdly, you need a lot of speed and rotational velocity. So those pillars, all of those important parts of what matters is you got to understand how the body works and how it relate to the golf swing. And people should take a dive onto our website or anybody else's to understand those pillars. And you know, there's like a building, you know, you have to have a strong foundation before you get to the top. So that's a great question. I love that you asked it. And I think people will really dive in understanding, you know, all of the stuff that we talked about. And there's so much of information, even on my website, that's free to everybody. We've written a ton of eBooks that are available for free. I'm proud of what we've done there, giving people opportunities. It's tour proven methods, right? We didn't just start overnight and we didn't just spitball this stuff. This is real tour quantified information and things that players have done to really give us an opportunity to share with the world. So yeah, great stuff today, guys. I'm so grateful for you guys to have me on the show. And I look forward to maybe getting together again on another time and another topic, which I think we can talk about, which is sports nutrition is another thing I'm huge on. And why it matters. Hydration is another great topic, but maybe that for another time, you guys. But listen, thank you so very much for this opportunity. It's been a real pleasure to be on your show.
Wait a minute.
Joey, thanks, man. It's been great.
Kelly's got a great question for you.
Joey, if you have one more minute.
Yeah, one more minute. Go ahead.
We always ask this at the end of our show. If you could put together a dream foursome, Joey, three others, family, friends, great players, whoever, whether they're living or deceased, who would round out your dream foursome and where would you play that magical round?
My dream foursome, right? That's interesting. And it could be, you're saying the answer to that is could be players I've worked with or people in my life.
Anyway.
Absolutely. And living or deceased.
Yeah. Living or deceased. Well, my dad would be one of them. So he actually is somebody that was very instrumental, started me when I was young, caddying for him, and he played golf with my uncles. So he'd be one of them. That would be my first. My second, obviously, would be Dustin. Just love Dustin as a human being and a person. And You know, the other one who I believe so that would be two. My third would probably be God, Butch Harmon, just because Butchie's one of my mentors and one of my favorite people in the world. And then if I had to pick a fourth, it would be Wayne Gretzky, the GOAT. The Doc is one of my favorite people. That'd probably be my dream, to be able to play with all those people at the same time. And that's a really cool question, so thanks for asking that.
Where do you think you'd play?
I'd probably want to play right where we just left it. I'm grateful to Sam Reeves. Sambo is somebody who the world of golf knows very well. I went out and I played this. Mr. Reeves lives on the second hole at Cypress. He took us, played 18 at Cypress in the morning. We played 18 at Pebble. I think the Monterey Peninsula is one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen, and it would be my dream round. So, yeah, you guys, thank you so much. What a great opportunity. I'm grateful for the chance to have spent some time with all of you.
Just like you, I want to look good and perform at my best on the golf course. And that's exactly why I wear the new WH golf shoes from William & Harry, and you should too. Folks, I love these golf shoes. They're made of deer skin and calf skin. They've got a soft gel insert, and the reinforced hardened soft spikes increase stability and balance. And I got to tell you, they are so incredibly comfortable. So head on over to williamandharry.com to check out the new WH golf shoe. Look your best, play your best with William and Harry. Bob, how you like the high energy of Joey D?
I mean, that
from the get-go, right? He's firing on all the cylinders in that interview. That's the way he approaches his work every day, Bob.
No doubt about that, Kelly Elvin. I've known him over 20 years now, and I guarantee you the first day I met him, he was operating on high octane. That's what makes him the legend that he is. I mean, he's absolutely incredible. He's done so much for the sport of golf. We're just so honored to have Joey D with us on Musings on Golf.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We thank Joey D for his time, his passion, his insight. It was just great. Now, congratulations, Bob, to Thomas Dietrich, becomes the first Belgian to win on the PGA Tour with his victory at the WM Phoenix Open. And it wasn't just it didn't just eke it out. 7-shot victory. He led going into the final round. Let's hear what Dietrich had to say as he teed it up that day and what it meant to get that first PGA Tour win.
Incredible. Incredible. You know, I felt nervous yesterday morning and kind of last night, didn't sleep great. You know, I woke up this morning early, 4 a.m., couldn't fall back asleep, you know. But then deep inside of me, I kind of really trusted myself. I felt like I was been doing a lot of really good things in the past to kind of put myself in that position. And I felt like I was kind of ready to win. So deep inside, I was kind of, yeah, this one, nobody was going to take it away from me.
Bob, you've covered golf for a long time. Are the players today, the Dietrichs, have they played so many rounds of golf that they're perhaps not, quote, as nervous as maybe guys 20 years ago? Because sometimes they seem like they just are fearless in a way. I remember when Wyndham Clark won the U.S. Open at L.A. Country Club, he just beat off the best players out there. Is it different today?
I think Thomas said the right thing. And you never heard that years previous. You know, I was ready to win. And yep. He convinced himself that he was ready to win. And then he went out and won. Yep. That's the way the modern golfer thinks.
That's it, right, Bob? You tell yourself, whether you have a psychologist or whatever, you get that mind focused. And I think Tiger was the first guy I ever saw who was able to put everything aside. Maybe Jack was ahead of him. But for Tiger, I guess with so many eyeballs on him, to me, I'm always impressed that guys can do it, Bob. I know they play a lot of golf. Man, you're on a big stage there with a lot going on, the craziness at Phoenix. 7-shot win, Bob. Come on, man.
Yeah, he was oblivious to the rest of the field. He just had his head on right, and he wasn't playing the wrong ball, and he went right up to victory.
That always helps when you play your own golf ball. Bob, not every tournament is the only winner out there. Obviously, Dietrich. Man, Daniel Berger, he's had some major back issues in the last few years, finished tied for second. And how about Jordan Spieth, Bob? That left wrist operation that, you know, he's rebounded incredibly well. And What tied for fourth at WM Phoenix, played pretty well at Pebble this week at the Genesis Invitational, which they're going to play at Torrey Pines because of the fires in the Los Angeles area. But I'm a fan of Jordan Spieth for the game of golf in general, Bob, because people like Jordan, and I think golf really needs him whenever he shows up to be a presence in the game, to be on that leaderboard consistently.
Well, he's excellent for the game, both as a professional golfer, as a husband, a father. Everything good about golf is reflected in Jordan Spieth, and it's certainly great, and I mean great, to hear him recover so nicely from that wrist injury.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy for him. As I mentioned, we've got the Genesis Invitational this week. Then, before too long, they'll be down my way here, Bob, at the tournament at PGA National. But looking ahead on our show, when you think of Joey D, that's fitness. When you think of Bob Vokey, it's wedges. He's going to be our guest next week. We've already done that interview with Bob Vokey. Bob, you talk about passion. You talk about knowledge of everything that goes into making all kinds of wedges. Bob Vokey literally is the name behind it.
Yeah, it's not often that you think of a wedge and the name Vokey automatically comes to mind. I mean, absolutely incredible what that man has done for the game. And I'll tell you, he was really entertaining. I think our listeners on Musings on Golf are going to really enjoy our chat with Bob Vokey.
Yeah, I agree. As fun and as engaging as Joey D was, I think it's going to be equally as much with Bob Vokey. For the Herculean man himself, Bob Bupka, Kelly Elbin signing off. Thanks for joining us for a very entertaining Musings on Golf.